What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Monday morning. Well, nice to be back here. Nice to see the crew. Not nice to see the Phils lose 2 of 3 over the weekend in Cleveland. Happy that they got that one yesterday, but even that was a bit of a root canal at the end. We'll get into that. Some James Harden, Joel Embiid stuff as that circus always rolls on. And then there's our beloved Philadelphia Eagles. And training camp tomorrow and disrespect of Jalen Hurts continues to be out there in the air nationally, which is just ridiculous. We'll get into that. Obviously, we'll get pumped up for the start of the Eagles season soon. Camp tomorrow. All of it with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Richard Rich.
Joe.
Hello there, John.
Hello. It's been a long time.
Hey, well, yeah, a couple days.
No, it's been more than a couple days.
If a couple's defined by two, then yes, it's been longer than two. I missed 3 shows. Mm-hmm. Settle down. Mm-hmm. Dude, you took a whole week off like 3 weeks ago.
Did you have fun time?
I had a good time.
Good. Yeah, yeah. We'll have to talk about that. Yeah. By the way, Joe.
Yes, John.
12 people have walked on the moon. We talked about this, I think, last week. 12 people have walked on the moon.
Dude, I am all on this.
None of them since 1972. It just went dead. 1972, yes. We stopped doing this.
Correct.
Stuff.
Been there, done that, and stopped. Dude, yeah. I am so mooned up right now based on this book I'm reading.
You're mooned up.
You guys can't even imagine, but I'll hold off on that for now. I'll just say this. Soviets.
Yes.
First satellite in space, beat us as, you know, space.
First person in space.
First animal in space. Mm-hmm. First human in space. Yeah, and not the first to the moon. Just putting it out there. All right, we got a lot to do, but I do have a lot of.
You're
good
locked in on Yuri Gagarin knowledge.
Dude, unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Good work by you there, James.
You're gleeful.
No, because I'm loving this book, John. And I am going to, like, when we go to training camp and hopefully we get a chance to interview Dallas Goedert, I will literally hand him the book. I will have it wrapped up for those that don't know, Dallas Goedert is a land on the moon non-believer.
Skeptic. Mm-hmm.
So
right?
I will hand Dallas Goedert the book and say, here, my man, come on.
Does the book mention Sputnik?
100%. Dude, it mentions everything.
What kind of a question is
wrong with this guy? All right, let's get to it here. Obviously, you want to react to the Phils from the weekend. Please do. There was a lot going on, including some excellence from Bryce Harper at first base, but not much by way of bats Friday or Saturday, which, of course, continued a theme from last week. Now, obviously, the Phils did hit yesterday, and they especially hit in extra innings, and so they salvaged at least getting a run. But it was not a particularly inspiring weekend of baseball. You can weigh in on that at 215-592-9494. Here's something else to weigh into. Start of the Eagles. Training camp tomorrow. They practice on Wednesday. James, by the way, you pumped up for the bird, because I'm thinking about it over the weekend. It's starting to hit me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, buddy.
You know what I'm saying?
The juices are starting to flow.
Starting to flow. I'm hearing players be interviewed. I was actually talking to Brandon Graham last week. He's all pumped up.
What a flex.
Settle down. So a lot of great stuff here. But here's the deal, John. I continue to be amazed and basically perplexed by the national disrespect to Jalen Hurts.
When you were hanging out with Brandon Graham, did he know that you were hanging out?
Yeah, he knows why.
That's a good line.
He just thinks I'm some guy named. Oh, by the way, like some guy named Joe. Swear to God, I talked to Jim McMahon the other day for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, longer than 10 minutes. It took me 10 minutes to realize it wasn't just some guy named Jim. I swear to God,
he's so recognizable,
Jim McMahon.
Swear to God, it's me, Tommy Green. Me, Tommy Green, and Jim McMahon. He's showing me his foot. He's got a whole issue. It's a whole thing. It's infected. He's walking around on crutch. By the way, his head seemed great. Just, you know, because people worried about his head.
That's good, yeah.
And concussions.
I'm worried about your head. No. You're spending 10 minutes with him, and you still didn't know Jim McMahon. You're examining his feet.
Yeah, he showed,
and you didn't know?
He was showing me pictures from his phone, and he literally introduced himself. Hi, I'm Jim. I'm like,
This is unbelievable.
Anyway, it doesn't look as like the Jim McMahon we remember.
He's bald head and the whole deal.
Don't defend this, Rhea.
Thank you. All right, now let's get to it, because while I get disrespected, Hurts gets disrespected more. And the reality is it's ridiculous. And, John, here's the latest example. PFF, and we all know there's some good and there's some bad with Pro Football Focus. I mean, they do say they spend a lot of time drilling down. They got all these scouts and all these former coaches that work for them, and they grade every player on every play and all this stuff. John, they have, and this is unbelievable, they have come out with a top 50 list of NFL players, which obviously is going to include any number of quarterbacks, happens to include 6 quarterbacks. 6 quarterbacks, Sean, listed in front of Jalen Hurts. Yeah. In front of Jalen Hurts, 6 different quarterbacks. By the way, Jalen Hurts, not in the top 50. For point of reference here, Patrick Mahomes, number 1, which is fine, which is right, which is justified. Now, the 10th rated player, 2nd quarterback, Joe Burrow. Then Josh Allen, 12th overall. Justin Herbert, 35th overall. Lamar Jackson, 41st overall. Aaron Rodgers, 45th overall. Jalen Hurts, ladies and gentlemen, not in the top 50. Jalen Hurts, not in the top 5, not in the top 6 of quarterbacks. To which I ask why. Now, I want to find out from everyone at 215-592-9494. You want to come in and clobber PFF, please do. I will. But I also want to kind of try to find out from you today, what are the theories of why Jalen Hurts gets disrespected on the national level? I think this one is particularly galling. Guys, this isn't 12 months ago when he really hadn't proven it like this yet. He proved it. He went toe-to-toe with Mahomes in the Super Bowl. Eagles were a dominant team. He was a huge part of it. He finished 2nd in MVP. John Rich, you get the floor first, and everyone at 215-592-9494. John, what do people miss with Hurts that we see? Although I will put this out there. Is there a chance that we miss some stuff that other people see? Because we all think we're right. All right,
no,
John, talk to me.
There's not a chance.
Talk to me.
The lack of information here resides with the pundits. The pundits that seem to get Jalen Hurts more wrong than other quarterbacks. And these pundits are former backup quarterbacks who weren't good enough to really make it as the guy who was playing. You know, we know the guys like Bruce Gradkowski and Dan Orlovsky and Chris Sims, guys where, you know, feels like maybe – jealousy became a factor at times.
Chris, for what it's worth, there's probably also, though, a ton of, and I don't mean Belichick-level coaches, but guys like Belichick that were college players, never advanced to the pros, became coaches. Like, there's more
absolutely.
Of that.
Who are evaluating this
rank-and-file coaches.
It does feel like, look, it feels like Jalen Hurts, with this system, the PFF system, got so behind because of that first year. After that first year as our starter, where he was, what, 4 games, remember, we talked about the 52% completion rate, which would have ranked last amongst all qualified quarterbacks that year. A 77 passer rating, you know, a 41 QBR that year. Remember, it's his first year that he's playing. He's thrust into action. He also happened to have the longest average throw time of any quarterback in the NFL.
Talking about last year?
No,
the first year.
The first season that he played.
Yep.
When he had a 52% completion rate, 3.39 seconds before he threw the ball. That was the longest in the NFL. That means it just took him a while. He was young. He wasn't ready. He wasn't ready to process.
Receivers, you know, also stunk, for what it's worth.
The receivers were not helping
him.
Dude,
that was Rager and Aguilar, maybe? I don't know who the heck it was that year. I mean, that was a wasteland that year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, Quez.
Quez was part of that. You're right, James. Yeah, all right, John, go ahead there, man.
So, Hurts put his offensive line in bad position by holding the ball, but the receivers put him in a bad position by not getting open. It compounded things. And basically, the PFF system got these numbers put in for Jalen Hurts that were really bad in his first year, and it created an impression amongst these, quote, graders that he was something different than what he is. The improvement that he's made has not been accounted for accurately.
Clearly hasn't.
We watched the improvement. Yeah. We marveled at the improvement. They watched the improvement from afar. They saw, they're aware. They watched the Super Bowl, of course. They watched the postseason. They know it was good. They don't know how great.
I will say
it
he wasn't at his best in the postseason. He was great in the Super Bowl, dropped the ball. That play was a disaster. Otherwise he played great in the Super Bowl. He was not fully dominant, if you remember. In the 2 playoff games he was good enough. He was really good, but it wasn't the same level he had been earlier in the year. I thought coming back from the shoulder injury, he looked a little bit not quite right. And maybe there's people that see that nationally and they focus more on those playoff games and regular season games. Look, I'll tell you this, and I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. Like, why the disrespect? What do they miss that we see? Or is there a chance that we have jumped the gun and guys like Burrow and Herbert and others should actually be considered better than him. Look, here's my deal. My number one theory on why he gets downgraded and why he gets disrespected, and I made a big point of saying this last year, and I'll continue to say it until I believe otherwise, is actually style of play. You know, it is still a fact, unfortunately, because the Eagles lost that Super Bowl, that no quarterback who runs this much or no quarterback who runs this type of offense, call it the college offense, the ride and decide, whatever you want to refer to it as. You know, it's not a pro-style offense. It's a college-style offense. No QB who's ever run that has won a Super Bowl. It's still a fact. Now, I don't think it's going to be a fact much longer. I think the Tom Brady-style drop-back dude, of which there are still some guys that, you know, in the league, Joe Burrow is one of them. I mean, but I think soon we're only going to have, I don't know, 5 to 7 of those guys in the league. Kirk Cousins is one. Tom Brady was one. Like, that's a dinosaur at this point. There's going to be a couple left. Joe Burrow's going to play for the next 15 years, and he's never going to be a galloping runner. So you're always going to have some pro-style quarterbacks like that, but you're going to have a lot more guys like Hurts, and sometime soon, and hopefully it's in like 7 months with the Eagles in February, sometime soon a quarterback is going to win a Super Bowl with this style. And I think once that breakthrough happens, people nationally will see it different. That, to me, is the big – I think people – it's almost like it doesn't – it's almost like it's viewed as illegitimate, John.
But Lamar Jackson, who is run first,
I know,
better at running than throwing,
I know,
is 41.
All right, so here's –
and Jalen is not.
All right, to which I'll say my second point, because I've got a few things written down here of why I think this is. Point two, I think people nationally go into that, well, he just hasn't done it long enough.
Yeah.
Like Lamar, at least to his credit, and I don't think there's any way Lamar is better than Jalen Hurts, but Lamar has been Lamar for about 5 years.
And he was an MVP.
And he was an MVP and all that. And, you know, so, and Jalen has had only 1 year that I would say has truly been above average. Now, it was a phenomenally above average year, but I'm sure there's some of that he hasn't done it long enough thing. I'll give you another one that hurts him. I'm just telling you, whether you agree with me or not, I know I'm right. His personality is boring. Now, it's not uncompelling to us. We live it on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis as Eagles fans. People nationally look at the guy and they think he's a dud. They think he's a dud with personality. And so I think it makes it – like, John, I'll put it this way. Tim Duncan, Kobe Bryant. I always thought Tim Duncan was better than Kobe. But about two-thirds of America thought Kobe was better than Duncan. He had more personality with when he spoke. He had more personality with how he played. Now, Jalen's got personality with how he plays.
Jalen plays with tons of personality.
I know.
And I think –
But people view him as boring, man.
No, he's cool. I think you're underrating that he's cool.
But not Joe Burrow cool.
I don't know, man.
Joe
I think he's heading in that direction, buddy.
Justin Herbert has a terrible personality.
I hear you.
And he's ahead of him.
Listen, I'm not every theory is going to line up with each alignment of how they're stacked here. I'm just telling you, I add all this up. And I don't think it's right, guys. I want to be clear.
Jalen Hurts,
I don't think it's right.
Look, I expect this season Jalen Hurts is going to be everywhere. Like, you are going to see Jalen Hurts evolve into the face.
No national commercials yet, for what it's worth.
Okay,
Yeah, well, he did the one with, what's her name? Forget it, Tammy Taylor, or not Tammy Taylor, she's old. I'll look it up, but he did have a national thing. It was a big deal.
I don't remember. Look, I'm a pretty big TV watcher. I don't remember seeing a Hurts commercial in the last 6 months.
I remember seeing one where he put a jacket on, he put a smile on his face, and I thought, that guy is the next big thing.
I mean,
that
look, I think it's coming.
Got
but
it.
Look, we'll see where everyone stands at 215-592-9494. I'll give you one more thought on this. I think there is certainly, and this is the one thing I will say, I think people nationally probably have a point of. They want to see what happens when he plays with less around him. Mm-hmm. He had a tremendous offensive line. He had tremendous wide receivers. He had a tremendous tight end. And he had adequate enough running backs. And they say, let's find out when he doesn't have all that. Which we're not going to probably find out this year unless major injuries happen. But sometime in the next 2, 3, 4 years, at some point there's going to be less around him. And it will be interesting to see how he reacts. It's obvious that Dak Prescott, with less around him, looks worse. All right, 215-592-9494. What in the world is up with PFF not having Jalen Hurts in the top 50? What do you make of that disrespect nationally? What do they miss that we see? Or do you think there's a chance that they see something that we actually miss? That plus the Phillies, we're going to get into their series versus Cleveland coming up, and your phone calls as well. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, just off and rolling this Monday morning on 94WIP. Hey, let me tell you about Life Brand. And it was great hanging out with the Life Brand crew the last couple days, actually, out in Hershey. And while we all root for a big hit, you never want your reputation to take a hit. That's a big, 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 big no-no. And that's why the Phillies chose LifeBrand as their official social media management tool and are partnering with LifeBrand to give you the ultimate fan experience. And from now until August 11th, you can enter for a chance to win, how about this, 4 Hall of Fame club suite tickets, a pregame ballpark tour and a field visit, a personalized Phillies jersey, and a player autographed item. So enter the LifeBrand Philly sweepstakes today. Again, that's the LifeBrand Philly sweepstakes. You can also get, and I strongly encourage you to, get your free social media scan at lifebrand.life. Once again, that website is lifebrand.life.